All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, boo-boo babies.
How's it going?
It's going. How are you?
Why does it feel like we haven't recorded in a while?
Because it's been over a week. A bonus.
But we did an intro. We did our intro. Anyway,
I'm like, is this a part of the episode?
Yeah, it is. Last week was pretty blah. Didn't do much of anything. Feeling under the weather. So just focusing on getting better. How about you?
My week was the same. Under the weather, moved to my new place, and worked this weekend. And now here we are.
Here we are with y'all.
Yeah.
Live and direct. We did have our merch drop on Friday, mm-hmm. just in case you missed it. If you were under a rock, if you're not following us on Instagram or not on our email list, we dropped our statements collection, which has the statements tee and the thriving over surviving tote. So go on over to our website, which is in the show notes, and grab your tinks.
Yes. If you're a member on Patreon, then you received an exclusive discount code. So make sure you check the feed if you haven't already and save your money. Save some coins.
Yes. So that happened. What else? Ratings and reviews didn't happen, ladies and gents. Sometimes I wish I could come see y'all face to face while you're listening to this and say, have you left your rating in the review? Because I don't know what's not clicking, but y'all didn't come through last week with the ratings and the reviews. And those are very important for the show. We need them. So where are y'all?
The Candyman.
Candyman.
Yeah, that's what it would be like if you popped out. Candyman are like Bloody Mary.
Wouldn't they need to say the name?
But still.
No. That's me saying, oh, you're listening. Did you leave your rating and review? Yes, no, maybe so. So please, if you are a fan of the show, you like what you hear, and you've continued to come back, or even if you're a first-time listener, please take the time to leave a rating and a review. We really appreciate it.
And don't leave a rating and review saying, I'm leaving a rating and review because y'all asked. Just leave your kind words because you feel inclined to do so.
Yeah, and if you don't want to leave a review, just at least do a rating.
Y'all kill me.
We have 1755. We're trying to get to 2000, and this year is flying the hell by. So let's do our review of the week. This one comes from Kaylani V. She says, real homegirl vibe. Oh my God, I've listened to this podcast faithfully for about a month and a half now and not one beat missed. Being the oldest girl, I never really knew what it was like receiving big sister advice, but here at the PGB podcast, it definitely gives big sister vibes. These women are hilarious, but they also drop some very valuable gems. Sometimes they read me for filth, but it is a reading well needed and helps me gain a new perspective on how I view things. I love it here. Thank you, Kaylani. We appreciate you.
Glad you love it. Love you. That's so funny. Big sister vibes.
Period.
Welcome.
Yes.
There was no tea. Oh. So what else you can do is join us over on Patreon. This week, actually, well, last week's episode, you got a little snippet of what we do over on Patreon. We have some real deep ass shit going on over there. So if you're interested in that, things like affirmations, bonus episodes and goodies and playlists and discount codes, then you might want to join us over on Patreon. Who are our patrons this week?
This week we have Shaniqua.
Hey, Shaniqua.
And Joy.
Hey, Joy. Welcome, girl.
Thank y'all. We appreciate you so much. Yes, please join us over on Patreon.
Glad to have y'all.
We are. So, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So, usually this is where we talk about things happening in pop culture and outside, but there's not much worth talking about. So, we're going to skip that this week and just move forward and talk about what we talked about last week.
Yes. So, last week we had a Bravado Bonus Unlocked episode where we discussed post-traumatic growth. So we all know what trauma is, that we're living through trauma. It's natural. It is what it is. But we are, well, last week's episode, we discussed the way to take our traumatic experiences and use them for our good, how to grow from interactions and experiences that were not so healthy and good. So it was very informative, like most things here. So if you're interested, check it out. Or if you haven't already, check it out.
Yep, it's there for you.
Summer is here and I'm outside flaunting my full body glow after discovering Osea.
Their Undaria Algae Body Oil is perfect for that because it absorbs so well into the skin and doesn't leave you feeling greasy or sticky. This oil is so luxurious.
Yeah, that means no oily stains on your cute summer outfits. I really hate that when I'm oiled up and then there's stains. Another bonus is the Undaria Algae Body Oil is made with clean ingredients and packaged sustainably. Y'all know it's all about the packaging for me. Osea is good for the skin and the planet.
And this oil is a perfect oil to bring on your vacation. I know I can't wait to slap some on me and lay on somebody's beach with somebody's sun. Y'all tap in and let Osea get you right. You can try Osea risk-free for 30 days and get free shipping on all orders over $50. You'll get some free samples with your order too. Get 10% off your first order with our promo code BGB at OseaMalibu.com. That's 10% off with code BGB at OseaMalibu. OseaMalibu.com. So today we are starting a new series, Thriving Over Surviving, where we will be covering a variety of different topics, but it's so fitting considering our new collection that just dropped. But this is a personal series because Germany and I have both been having conversations about how we need to have a shift collectively. So if y'all are feeling the same, this is going to be the series for you. And if you're not feeling like this right now, you probably will one day. So today we are talking about intentional living, how to be more intentional. Do you feel like you're intentional?
I'm usually pretty intentional. I'm an intentional person, but I think with all things, there's like ebbs and flows of intentionality. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm really, really intentional and mindful. And then other times I'm kind of just going through the motions, not just completely fuck me, but, you know, the bare bones of intention. It don't be like, you know, it don't be the way it's supposed to be all the time.
Yeah.
What about yourself?
I feel like overall, yes, but I feel like there's a standard like bar that's set for life that is not bottom of the barrel, but
right.
It takes intentionality and awareness to go above the bar. And lately I've been just at the bar. I haven't exceeded past beyond what the bar is because I've just been doing the bare minimum, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. And I'm not proud of it. Mm-hmm. And I question myself because this happens, like you said, ebbs and flows. It comes and goes. And I have to question myself, like, why do I end up here? And I mean, it's normal because, I mean, shit, it's life, like life. So with work and then this podcast and friendships and relationships, like shit, it gets so fucking overwhelming. And sometimes I feel like, look, I can't do it all. I just cannot do it all. And then things just fall by the wayside. And mm-hmm. then that's when I have like a revelation where I'm like, wait a second, things aren't going exactly how I would like them to be going. Like I feel kind of stagnant or complacent sometimes, and I'm like, what do I need to do to get out of this space? But outside of that, like after I'm aware of the stagnancy or the complacency, I still sometimes have a hard time moving my feet to actually take the steps to get out of it. So I think that's where I'm currently at right now, the moving of the feet piece. Mm-hmm. It's like the awareness is there, but I haven't got to moving my feet to do better.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I feel the same. I'm ready for my feet. I have cement blocks on my damn feet. I'm feeling like Clementine. Remember Clementine? You remember no story.
Who is the fuck is Clementine? Madeline?
Absolutely not. It's like old folk myth or some shit. That Clementine had shoes, feet so big she could only like put her feet in like some big boxes or something. It just reminds me of having my feet in some cement blocks in the middle of the fucking ocean. Everything's just moving around me and I'm just
there
standing still. You know, and I think back about when I was really living a good life. And my life is good right now, but when I really felt like I was thriving, then it was like when I had my shit more together, like my morning routine, or not even necessarily a morning routine, but like I was really invested in myself and there was this new shift of like growth and evolution. And a lot of times, well, personally for me, I feel like I'm at this point where I've learned a lot about myself, but there's new pardon me, y'all. There's new growth to be unlocked. And that's why I feel so stagnant or so complacent, because I'm like kind of coasting. Yeah, plateaued. I've come kind of coasting on the growth that I've experienced. and it's really time for me to push past and be more uncomfortable and do things that are scary, because it's been a while since I've done it. Hardly ever, actually, let me rephrase, since I've done something that scares me or puts me in a position where it's like, okay, lean in.
Lean in.
Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, we're always growing. So I feel like that's where complacency happens, where you feel like, oh, I've done all the growing that I need to grow. I'm good. I don't need to do anything else. And then you think you're cool with the tools that you have. And then you realize, hey, I'm a little stagnant. Like, there's some things I can do. I used to have a hunger, more of a hunger to learn, like, about myself and just about things in general. And now, like, my time is spent either on the phone or watching TV or just doing shit that doesn't take a lot of thought, to be quite honest. Whatever that looks like. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to just narrow it down to, like, a few activities. But I know that the things that I do are fairly mindless. Like, you know, I can do them with my like, things that take, like, some exploration, like you said, being cracked open or uncomfortability. Mm-hmm. I've been staying away from shit like that. And, like, even getting up early to do a morning routine. Like, I'm aware that a morning routine is not the end-all be-all. Like, you don't just start doing shit in the morning and then your life changes. But mm-hmm. that's some uncomfortability, too. Uncomfortability and also time that can be used productively, that is used to do nothing. Because, like, I'd be feeling like I don't have a lot of hours in the day.
Right.
And so if I did get my ass up earlier and incorporate a morning routine or whatever that looks like, then I probably would feel different.
And I think, not that the morning routine, like you said, is like the end all be all. And it's not even that it takes for you to do something that's so difficult, but the more you sit with yourself, the more you are doing whatever you're doing in the morning, which is typically like meditation, journaling, having some sort of spiritual exploration, then you learn more about yourself. So then, you know, it's like you're reinvesting back into yourself. You are in that whole explorative energy, tapping into the way you feel, because I think that's also something too, right? It's like, we don't even tap in with ourselves and be like, how do I feel today? Right. What made me feel really good today? What made me feel sad or down? Or like when you are having those days where your emotions are a little bit, I don't want to say all over the place, but maybe when you're not having the best day, do we really sit and say, well, what happened today? Mm-hmm. What could I have done differently? Or what in my environment triggered me? You know, and just having those conversations, all we be saying is, Lord, free us. That'd be the same thoughts, free us from the job. I think everything, a lot of the not unhappiness but discontentment comes from us thinking that like we work 9-to-5 jobs, and that if the 9-to-5 job wasn't there, then there would be so much opportunity to do something else, which is true time wise but it can't all go back to just like need to be freed.
Yeah. And I don't put all my eggs in the need to be freed basket, because mm-hmm. I feel like if I'm free and still operating like this, being free is not going to change anything. And I also feel like I need a shift in my mindset. And I try not to put all of my eggs into the I need to be free basket, because I know that there's some things that I can improve upon before being freed. Because even if I'm freed and I'm still operating the same, it wouldn't even matter. I would just be free and still shackled,
right,
to complacency. So trying to shift before that actually happens, because I feel like that's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and Also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado. What I need to do is find ways to be more intentional or revert back to some of the old practices. Like, I know I can be more reflective for sure, because that will help me determine what I should do moving forward. But some other ways to live more intentionally are to realize that life is made of choices, and our attitudes and decisions don't have to be determined by our past, but at any moment we can choose to do things differently.
This is true. This is a great tip that I too need to use or implement in my life and not feel so down, not play the victim role. You got to decide that not you, me, I, myself need to take accountability and ownership of my own life and make some changes.
What changes would you like to make?
I need to be more involved in my own life and just not letting it, like, you know, just go through the motions with it. Like, I definitely need to get a routine going, some routine, because I don't have anything going right now at all. It's just like wake up. It's just really living like on autopilot. I wake up. I hurry up and do what the fuck I gotta do to get out of the house. Mm-hmm. There's little to no intention there because I'm not a morning person. And when I'm only giving myself like 30 minutes to get out of the house, ain't nothing that's getting done except for the basics.
Right.
So implementing some sort of routine in the morning that I can really use to center myself and get myself ready for the day. And what else do I want to do? Consistently working out, of course, and just leaving work at work and focusing on my passion outside of work. Went like really putting in a lot more energy there.
Do you think you bring work home?
No, I don't feel like I bring work home, but by the time work is over, I'm tired. So then I don't always have time to do everything else that I want to do at the level that I want to do it. Mm-hmm. Even like doing the podcast stuff after I get off work, rush from work to get here. Then we do this for a said amount of time, but I just want to be able to invest more energy into it and feel like, okay, I did my little work shit and now I can actually focus on the podcast stuff. And I guess that would mean getting up a little bit earlier in the morning, if that's going to be, would help me be more productive. I don't want to do it at night, but might have to.
Yeah. I need to, I definitely need a routine again, because I barely even cooked in. I haven't grown to the grocery store or cooked in like a good 2 months. Like, I can't remember the last time I wrote out a list like, okay, this is what I'm having. Like, at one point I was doing the Every Table, which is like a meal delivery service, but I did that for like a couple weeks, and then I realized that I was tired of them same meals. And I've just been eating out. So they're like, that's a part of my routine that's been missing. I haven't any order there. I definitely do want to continue to work out again. We were kind of on a mini roll. Journaling again. I feel like I haven't journaled this whole year. I don't think I've put the pen to the paper. Last year I journaled a lot, but this year I don't feel like I really journaled that much. I'm happy church is back open, because that's a part that I've been missing and lacking, spirituality, spiritual growth. Like, church was closed, but at one point I was watching the sermons and that fell off. So there's been an absence of that for sure, which needs to be present, because I definitely feel like I'm more in a thriving state when I'm connected to the source, which for me is God. And I feel like there's been a disconnect. So working on that, fostering that relationship more. What else? And the one I keep saying, therapy. I do want to get into therapy and speak with someone, because I feel like there's a lot of opportunity for growth there too. So those are the ways that I want to work on being more intentional, for sure.
Yeah. Time for a shift. Things need to happen. Because it's kind of bootleg just going through the day-to-day, which honestly, it happens. It's just a part of life because, like we mentioned, you're not always at your peak level. You're just not. And I guess in efforts to stay as close to your peak as possible and to feel contentment and peace and joy and like you are living at your highest potential is to constantly reevaluate when you aren't and put back into the practice the things that make you feel your best, as opposed to just like, things are basic right now and just accepting it.
Right.
Really taking a moment and assessing and evaluating and then applying. It's the application piece.
The application piece is missing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The applying. But I mean, this is not to say that we're not intentional at all. Like, I'm not just out here free floating.
No.
But just acknowledging that there are some areas to be more intentional. Which is always the goal. Just be fucking intentional because, my God, you'll wake up. I see how people wake up and they be like, what the fuck have I done? What am I doing? And like years will have gone by and you're just like, wow, nothing really happened here.
And perhaps y'all are feeling the same way because we did just come out of a pandemic where routines were stripped from us. You know, we were kind of surviving. Things were way different than they normally would be if we were having our routines and, you know, being able to go to church and be in the gym. So this is that shifting period where we are getting ourselves back into alignment and, you know, doing the things that make us feel really good.
Yeah.
That's where I am right now.
Gotta do
the trying thing. To tap back in and figure out what the fuck do I be doing?
What do you feel like you at your thriving state looks like? Like when the routines are in place, so like, what do you think?
I feel like I am aware of my feelings. I know why I feel good. I am getting up. I feel like content, very happy. Trying to think. I feel like it's been a while since I've been there. It's been a while since I've been there.
Stranger in my house.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes, honestly, I'm just going from point A to point B. And I'm ready to get to point B so fast that I'm like, okay, let's just hurry up and do what we got to do at point A so I can get to the next point. Like, you know what I mean? I don't always spend time.
Just going through the motions.
Right. I don't always really spend time really invested where I'm at when I'm there. I'm always thinking about what's going to happen when I got to do the next thing. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm at work, I'm already thinking, damn, man, I got to leave here and go do this. And then when I'm doing this, I'm thinking, damn, I got to get home and do that. Like, you know, my mind is already anticipating what I got to do next. So I think something for me to do to help myself with getting back into my intentional living is to be present. And whatever it is that I'm doing in the moment, not just enjoy it, but actually put my focus and my intention on it so that I can get the most out of it. It's not right. That it's always going to be enjoyable, but, you know.
You're It'll currently be done. Doing it, so show up.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be done effectively.
Yeah.
What about yourself? What do you look like?
Me in my thriving state, there's definitely some upward mobility in all areas, professionally, personally, just growing all around. Definitely being aware, and a part of being aware is like feeling the feelings and being able to like communicate them thoroughly, because sometimes when I'm not in a thriving state, but I guess when I'm not like fully tapped in and being intentional and aware, sometimes it's hard to like communicate things because you don't know what the fuck's going on. So just having like a surety to be able to express how I feel will definitely be a thrive state for me. Coins, thriving, and traveling. I want to travel more. I feel like, of course, with the pandemic, that was put on hold. But just overall, I just want to go out to different places and travel more and see things. Because when I'm out, like out of the country or just traveling in general, it's just so invigorating. And I definitely feel like I'm thriving and I'm alive. So I definitely want to make traveling a priority, because it's not something that I've ever made a priority. It's just something that's like, oh, okay, I'm going here, I'm going there. But I want to put more intentionality behind exploring new places.
Make it, write it down, make it plain is what they say.
I haven't ever wrote that down.
Write it down. This is the year to write it down. And really, we can start living intentionally by making small, repeated changes. So, you know, and also, I guess, staying connected to the fact that living intentionally is a process. It's going to continuously happen. It's going to continuously unfold. It might look different at certain points, like traveling, like you mentioned. Maybe that wasn't as high on your list before as it is now. Mm-hmm. But constantly assessing and being like, what does it look like for me at this moment? And that it's just a journey. You know, we're not on a race to get to the end of living intentionally. It's ever occurring. It's always happening. We just have to remember that it's fucking happening.
Right.
Or to make it happen.
And another part of living intentionally is consistently asking yourself questions. Like, if you feel like you're on autopilot, you can ask yourself things like, why are my friends my friends? Evaluating friendships and relationships. Why did I buy this? Like, why am I buying this? Why am I drawn to this? Why am I in this career or job? Why am I with this person? Why am I working so late? Just different things that we do that end up being on autopilot. And when we start to question ourselves, then you might be like, I can probably change that, or I actually love this and this is why I'm doing it.
Yeah, so some deeper answers might show up.
Yeah.
I'll be asking myself a few questions.
Yeah, the journal prompts need to be applied.
If you're interested in journal prompts, we might not be journaling right in this very moment, but you definitely can. And those are available over on Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's the goal here. We really just want to start living intentionally and encourage you all to do the same. If you are already living intentionally and you feel like, hey, I'm thriving, I got this life shit by the handlebars, feel free to come over to Instagram and tell us like what you've been implementing and how it's working out for you, because we're always open to hear from our community about suggestions to just do better.
Yeah, I know what I need to do. Go to sleep earlier.
What time do you be going to bed?
1, 2.
Oh, fuck.
It just depends on what's going on. But that also makes me feel like I'm already not a morning person. And that just takes the option of being a morning person right the fuck away.
Or since you're an evening person, you can just be doing the shit that you want to do while you're up
in
already.
In the evening.
Have to be in the morning. I mean, for the people who are morning people, I like the morning because I just feel like I have a fresh mind versus my night mind. But if you're already up till 1 o'clock, like, what are you doing up till 1 o'clock?
Watching TV or on my phone. That's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to give myself a good night routine. So maybe I'll do my meditation and my reflection and my journaling or whatever it is that I'm going to do at nighttime. And I'm going to go to sleep with a clear mind, clear mind, clear heart. And I'm going to wake up ready. Because in the morning, honestly, I don't want to get up and do that shit in the morning. I'm most tired in the morning. And in the morning, I just want to make my lemon water and get myself ready for work. Mm-hmm. That's it. I don't want to get up an hour and a half earlier. I just don't. That just takes me out.
I need to get my alarm clock. I need to get a new alarm clock because the one I have is very ancient, and I've been seeing these new these new fancy ones that do meditation sounds and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get a new alarm clock because when I wasn't using my phone as my alarm clock, that automatically sets the morning up to be better. So I need to get back on that. But the alarm clock I got right now is as basic as they come with that annoying ass.
I got a harp that wakes me up.
Alarm, new alarm clock loading.
Yeah, and I prefer to go to the gym in the morning. I don't like that, but that just means I just got to get up and go, and then I'm done. So I can't be morning routine and gymming and all this other. I won't make it to work.
Dead.
I won't. So new routines loading.
New routines loading. We'll keep you guys updated. Probably over on Patreon. That's the easiest place to catch the updates because we're not going to keep talking about it over here. I think that's all for this week.
It was quick. But next week, we're coming at you hot. We have a really great episode with a special therapist who you all know and love, I'm sure. So hold on to your titties because we're taking it up a notch.
All righty.
It's going to be good. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.